understanding how money works, not only in your business, but on a macroeconomic level, it's so critical. I would not want to rely on others to manage my money and to lead my financial life. This is BYFIQ. Wealth and success come from understanding how finance works in business, and together we'll explore the most important topics to 10x your financial results. My hope is that we can work together soon. Please share and enjoy. Today's episode is going to be a little different from normal because I want to provide you with some updates. I want to share a little bit more about my story, what's going on in my life right now, and I want to talk about how I can help you out and fast track your way to a better financial future. So let me jump in. First of all, I just want to say I never thought that this podcast would be what it is today. When I started out, like I've said before, if you've heard my other episodes, I recorded a few episodes because I just wanted to teach people about business finance. Because instead of explaining myself over and over again, I decided, you know what, maybe I'll just record 10 episodes about how to read an income statement and a balance sheet and a statement of cash flows and explain working capital and some other elements of corporate finance. So that's what I did. I set out to do this. I recorded them. I put them out there on the internet. I didn't even promote them. I wasn't even sure what would come of them. I think initially I got a couple downloads, and that was probably from my mom and my sister because they're so sweet to me and they're always trying to be so supportive. Little did I know that this podcast would blow up, and now it gets thousands of downloads from people like you all around the world, which is so humbling, especially when I hear from people and they reach out and they send me messages about the podcast. They tell me about their stories, and I just learn more about individuals from all around the world. My heart goes out to all of you. I love you so much. I'm so glad that you're part of this podcast and a part of the Boosting Your Financial IQ family. Now, I was working in fintech. I was a CFO of a company. I was super busy. We were doing a ton of acquisitions. We just raised another round of $60 million. The company was soaring to unicorn status. And here I was watching the numbers week by week climb for this podcast. And I thought, what am I going to do with this? I can't just leave my audience hanging on episode 10. So I decided to record more episodes. And then as time went on and the podcast continued to grow, I decided to add on Fin Weekly, which was a weekly update on what's happening in the world of finance and the economy. But here's the deal. I am wearing myself out. And as my main business, Cultivar, where I turn around and build companies, continues to grow, I have to be very intentional with my time. Now, here's the problem. And I think the same thing is true with me, with a lot of people who are listening, because I assume you're type A if you're listening to a podcast on finance and you want to improve your financial life. But for me, it's not a matter of like slacking and doing bad things necessarily. Now, trust me, I make my fair share of mistakes along the way. But it really comes down to this idea of good, better, and best. And that's where I struggle. That's my Achilles heel. And in fact, I oftentimes neglect my sleep just so I can continue to do good and better work. But as I've reflected, I often wonder, what is the best thing I could be doing with my time? And how can I help more people and be more impactful with the content that I put out into the world and with the resources and the help that I provide? So the other week, I was going through my morning routine. It's getting up at 4 a.m. It's like completely dark in my house. Everybody is sleeping. And I wake up and I go into my closet and I have my quiet time. And during that time, I read. So I read inspirational things like quotes. I also read scripture. You know, I do some meditation and praying and I just think about the day and what I want it to look like. And then I always go and work out. And then I start work usually around like 5 or 5:30 in the morning. Now, this day was a little unique because when I was doing some reading in my scriptures, because I'm a spiritual guy and I always want to improve myself, I came across this passage that says, "Think of your brethren like unto yourselves, and be familiar with all and free with your substance, that they may be rich like unto you." So let me repeat that again. Think of your brethren like unto yourselves. Be familiar with all and free with your substance, that they may be rich like unto you. And that really struck me to the core. Now, I don't think I'm a super selfish person, but it made me do some introspection and think, am I doing the very best things to help people out in the world? Now, I work with companies every single day, both big and small, like I said, through my company called Cultivar, and I'm constantly helping organizations, and more specifically, entrepreneurs, to build their business. Because I believe that through business, you can elevate people's lives. And that's my calling. That's what I'm all about, is improving people's lives through better business. That's why I started Boosting Your Financial IQ, because this podcast, I believe, teaches people financial literacy. And if you don't know how to speak the language of money, you're gonna have a really hard time being successful in business, or like my earlier days, you'll make a ton of mistakes and leave all this money on the table. Meanwhile, you're working so hard, you're sacrificing so much time, so much energy, which is having an impact on your relationships, and you can simplify your life. You can fast track your way to freedom if you just understand how numbers work. Like I always say, it's not about being a nerd. It's not about knowing all the accounting guidance or all the principles of GAAP or doing debits and credits in the back office. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about understanding how to read financial statements, the story behind those financial statements, and then do something about it to make an impact in your business. So going back to that passage that I read, I thought, number one, am I thinking of my brethren, of my people, right? My audience, like unto myself. So if I were to go back in time 20 years to younger Steve, the one who had no clue how to read financial statements, how would I try to help him out? And so then I ask myself with the podcast, how effective is the podcast? And what do I need to do to change to drive greater value to the audience? So that was number one. I was also thinking about the courses and programs that I offer and how I can make those even more impactful so people can increase their financial literacy in a very simple and convenient manner. Because think about it, if you want to increase your financial literacy, for most people, they think they have to go back to school and get an accounting or finance degree. But who has time typically for a four-year degree, especially right when you're in the middle of your career? That's why I create courses so people can go online from any device throughout the world and access this content at a very affordable and reasonable price. So going back to that thought, I had to dig deep and ask myself these tough questions like, is my content valuable? Is it resonating with my audience? Is it the best way to teach them finance? And the answer is, I think it's doing a pretty good job, but I can always do better. And that's why I'm sharing this information with you, to hold myself accountable to you, because I want to be able to help you out more and I care about your success, which is the next part of the passage that says, be familiar with all. So be empathetic with the audience. Now, when I started this podcast, I was coming from the fintech world and our business was focused on personal finance. So I decided to shift gears a little bit because I launched the podcast initially teaching corporate finance. So I mixed in some personal finance topics and I went down that path for a little bit. But then I realized my true passion exists with business. And that's where I need to get back to my roots in teaching business finance, because that's where the upside is, at least for me and my audience. It doesn't mean you can't be successful by improving your personal financial situation. However, I believe there's a huge upside, not just for entrepreneurs, but for organizations and all their employees in the communities in which they reside, if they can learn how money works. That's why I'm going to double down on business finance and I'm going to keep driving value in this area. The last part is be free with your substance. I provide a lot of this content for free and I cover the cost of editing it and post-production and everything else that goes into making this content available for people around the world. One of those things that I do is FinWeekly. And as you can imagine, it requires a lot of time researching this content, writing it up, and then delivering it, editing it, and then pushing it out onto the podcast. So what I need to do right now is I need to take a pause with FinWeekly. And I'm sure that's really disappointing for a lot of you because I watch the downloads and I know thousands of you download the FinWeekly episode every single week. But I hope you can understand that I have to make some changes personally because I can't sacrifice my health in the process by getting up super early and trying to fit everything in, especially as Cultivar continues to grow. Plus, I also believe that as I create more YouTube videos and short form content and I strengthen my courses, I'm gonna have so much more impact than Fin Weekly will. Not saying that Fin Weekly is not valuable, but I'll just have more impact. So it goes back to good, better, and best. And I think there's things that I could be doing that are best compared to what I'm doing right now. The last part of the passage says that they may be rich like unto you. And I've always believed this, but maybe I need to emphasize this even more. I've been very successful and blessed along the way. Now, trust me, I've made a lot of mistakes in business and I've had my fair share of failures, but I've been very fortunate and I'm very humbled by these experiences. So now it's time to help even more people achieve this level of success. So that's what I'm about to do, is shift things up as it pertains to this podcast so I can help more people out. So expect shorter form content, expect a dialed in focus on corporate finance. And I hope you'll tap into these resources, such as the podcast, the YouTube videos, the other content that I put out there in conjunction with the courses, because that's where the magic will happen. Also, if you're listening to this and you have a company and you're like, hey, Steve, I would love to meet you. I know some of you have reached out and asked about that in the past, and I wasn't doing that. But if you want me to come out to your organization and speak to your team and do an in-person workshop, I have found that it has made all the difference in the world. In fact, last week I was having lunch with some of my past clients. I love both of them. They're great. We had an amazing journey together. I started working with their company, I think around 2017. And at the time they were at $10 million in revenue. And now they are earning more than $40 million in revenue. Now I can't take credit for that, but I was part of putting the structure in place and educating them on the principles of strategy and finance and how those two things tie together. And at lunch, I was talking to their chief strategy officer, and she was telling me how the things that I taught in these in-person workshops still stick today. It's a part of their vernacular. When they talk amongst each other, they're saying words like throughput and initiatives and strategic problem and competitive advantage and all the things that I taught years ago. So that's really cool. And when I heard about this, it just made me think, wow, I could have so much more impact by shifting some of the things that I'm doing. So I'm going to still continue to put out great episodes like this. I'm going to put Fin Weekly on pause, but this is my ask from you. I want to know, what are you interested in as it pertains to corporate finance or business finance? Like, how can I help you? Maybe you're in a position where you want to accelerate your career. You want to do more. You want to take on more leadership roles. So tell me, like, reach out and let me know what topics would help you out more. How can I support you along your journey? Or maybe you just got promoted to a new role and now you have P&L responsibility and you have to be accountable for your numbers and even present on them on a monthly basis. Well, you don't want to fake it until you make it. That is a terrible idea. I've tried that in the past. It didn't work so well. So let me know, like, what would be useful for you as a P&L leader with financial responsibilities? Or maybe you own a company or you're looking to start a company. What types of topics or resources would help you along the way? I love how so many of you take the financial IQ assessment at byfiq.com. I see your responses come in every single day. I even love how people take it on a Friday night. I'm like, I love it. You're such a nerd like me. I would totally take a financial IQ assessment on a Friday night. So I love that. I love your passion. Even people take this assessment on holidays, which is always interesting to me, but it just shows me that there's this thirst for greater knowledge, especially as the world goes into interesting directions. Understanding how money works, not only in your business, but on a macroeconomic level, it's so critical. I would not want to rely on others to manage my money and to lead my financial life. So take control and be a leader of your own destiny. Now, if you've listened to other episodes, I'm obviously super passionate about how strategy and finance relate together. And I just put out a free course at cultivar.com. That's my consulting company. You can go there. You could check out that course for free. and you can learn all about strategy and finance. It's called the $1 Million Strategy Blueprint. So be sure to check that out. I hope you can understand why I have to cut back on Fin Weekly and make some changes with the podcast, but I'm doing it all for you to have more of an impact and to expand my reach so I can help more people, because that's what I'm all about. I want to help more people to achieve success. So please reach out to me. I'd love to hear your feedback. You can connect with me on LinkedIn, on Instagram. You can shoot me an email at steve@byfiq.com. You can go to byfiq.com, which stands for Boosting Your Financial IQ. And you can connect through the website, whatever channel you choose. I would love to hear from you and understand what's most important to you and how can I support you in the best possible way. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Thank you for being dedicated to this podcast and your education. And it just means the world to me that we get to share in this journey together. All right, until next episode, take care of yourself. Cheers. Hey, real quick, if you get value out of this podcast, it would mean the world to me if you would leave us a review. Also, if you want to be featured on the show, send me a recording with your name, your age, where you're from, and your question through a voice note or a video using your smartphone. Then email me the file at hello@byfiq.com. BYFIQ stands for Boosting Your Financial IQ. So once again, it's hello@byfiq.com. If selected, I'll give you a shout out and answer your question for you and the entire community. One last thing, if you want access to additional resources that will help you fast track your path to financial freedom, visit byfiq.com or download our free app in the Apple or Google Play App Store today. Thanks again.